My name is Paul Allen. I'm the play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. This is Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs, Stadium Development, and everything. And we are at U.S. Bank Stadium with the Vikings Facebook Live feed via the Facebook page. We're going to give you a private and exclusive tour. Now, if at any time during the course of this tour you would like to ask a question, I'm going to bring my phone out. I'm going to look at my Twitter, which is at PA on the mic, PA on the MIC, and we'll try to answer as many questions as possible. I have one right out of the gate. Here it is. It's from Ryan Cardinal of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Is it true, Lester, you are in the Barron Sports High School Hall of Fame?
That is true. You're killing me with that. HOF, as you sometimes refer. Yes, I went into the Barron High School Hall of Fame for community service and effort to help build the stadium. So,
yeah.
Thank you. And last time you asked me about this on the air, you ripped on me for about 7 minutes.
See, U.S. Bank Stadium is so safe. While he was talking about his athletic accolades, I stumbled, but U.S. Bank Stadium's force held me up because it's a work from above. It's the palatial purple paradise, and we're going to take a tour. Where are we going first?
Well, it is a work of art, and if you look at this canvas, which is now complete, we've completed the stadium. It's now being set up. We're up in the upper concourse on the west side of the stadium, and we're looking east, and you see the scoreboard in the east. It's the smaller of the two scoreboards, but you get a sense of the sight lines, of the intimate seating bowl. We think it's the best fan experience in the NFL, primarily because of the energy and the intimacy that you're going to feel at Viking games. And can you imagine on September 18 when we open up against the arch rival Green Bay Packers, this place is going to be rocking and it's going to be electric and it's going to be an awesome kickoff to our 2016 season. So this shows you a good seat. There are no bad seats in the house, great sight lines, and a great fan experience.
Lester, before we walk and before we tour, he references the first home game in the regular season against Green Bay, which is going to be unbelievable, especially after the Vikings win. But what's going to be also unbelievable, the August 28th preseason game against the San Diego Chargers. Now, on my radio show, 9 to noon, FM 100.3, The Fan, your home for Vikings football, I talk about this a lot, but people are so in tune with thinking, oh, it's preseason football, that this preseason game is going to have the energy in the building as close to any preseason game and a regular season game meshing in the history of Vikings football.
There's no question. I mean to jump too far ahead because that is the first NFL game in this U.S. Bank Stadium. And it is the third preseason game, which is the game that our starters play three quarters. And it is the dress rehearsal for this building. It is nationally broadcast on Fox. It is a noon Sunday Central Time game. It is going to be, as you said, it's going to be a dress rehearsal, but the building will be packed, and it'll be, here we go, 2016 and U.S. Bank Stadium.
U.S. Bank Stadium private tour. Those of you who have never seen it or been here, specifically the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Vikings fans around the country, worldwide. Hopefully you enjoy this via the Vikings Facebook page and Facebook Live. We're going to give you a rather extensive tour of U.S. Bank Stadium. Let's go.
All right, so we're going to head to Club Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk a little bit about that.
Excellent.
And
look at the plaza.
Yeah, we could take a peek out here, which is a great view of the commons. You can see, if you look outside, it's Medtronic Plaza. And you can see that art piece on the doorstep of the stadium. It's a sculpture. It's the vision of a Viking horn, kind of a ribbon effect, and it's just being assembled in part of Medtronic Plaza. And then as you go work your way west, you can see way west, you see the clock tower, the city hall. That's the famous Minneapolis City Hall clock tower. And then in the foreground, coming back this way, is the new commons. It's the downtown East Commons, which is the park, the green space that's on the doorstep of the stadium.
Mystic Lake Club Purple next.
Correct.
What are some of the amenities with Mystic Lake Club Purple that you think people will really enjoy?
Well, it is a unique space. It's there's nothing like it in the NFL, and it was a very much targeted to the millennials. So, and it sold out quickly because young people gravitated to it for a couple of reasons. One, it's got lounge seating, different than you'll see in an NFL stadium.
Got some couches?
It's got some great couches, great comfy couches, and you can buy two seats on the couch. You can buy four, you can buy 12. And then it's got an outdoor deck. It's the only space in the building that overlooks the city of Minneapolis.
Wow.
And then finally, it's something that
we're proud
about. Oh.
Vikings immortality. You can't walk by Vikings immortality without recognizing it. Bud Grant, even Mike Zimmer would say, greatest coach history, Minnesota Vikings football, HOF, Bud Grant. We now continue our U.S. Bank tour, U.S. Bank Stadium tour, where we left you. Lester?
Yeah, so the third, and we love Bud Grant. He's still active, and he still comes in the office.
Correct.
Iconic Minnesota Viking head coach. Back in the early days of the stadium effort, we did a survey as we were trying to figure out a grassroots coalition. Who would be a good figurehead to lead our stadium grassroots coalition? We did a survey of the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And we named a bunch of people, governors, senators, business leaders, community leaders, and Bud Grant. And Bud Grant finished with 83% approval rating, which is astronomical.
That's
he finished 20% higher than any other person on the list. So Bud Grant was our lead on the grassroots coalition.
Here it is, Mystic Lakes Club Purple, courtesy of Mystic Lake Casino Hotel down in Prior Lake. Carpet's beautiful. It's coming together beautifully. Let's take a look.
So I mentioned the lounge seating, and here we are.
Wow.
We get a little shot of this. We're a great seat, kind of corner end zone.
Look at this spot right here. Ah, oh, what up, Johnny? Holy cow. Look at this spot right here, man. If you're in this spot, chilling right here with some food and your favorite beverage and Adrian Peterson going for $275 on somebody in front of you, are you kidding me? Lester, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's a great space. And it's also a fantasy football lounge. And so we'll be doing, you know, Paul Charchian, who's a good friend of our organization, is helping us put together a fantasy football program. So we're going to have fantasy programming before the game. We'll have fantasy experts. We'll have our fans come in early, and they'll have a little program, and they'll talk. They'll ask questions. They'll say, here's who should start, who should rest. And those types of things, kind of like your KFAN show, where you can get the latest on fantasy football. We'll be doing that live before the game here in Club Purple.
And I think it behooves us to remind people, specifically those of you who don't listen to the fan locally or, you know, don't follow things as closely as some other people because you just don't have time. The technologically sound aspect of U.S. Bank Stadium, specifically Wi-Fi and wireless type situations, honestly, it's second to none, isn't it?
Yeah, well, a significant investment in technology as part of the fan experience. I mean, the Metrodome, you know, it was a great community asset, but thankfully it's gone because it was out of gas. But we spent $55 million in this community to build the Metrodome. We've spent more on technology. Hmm. We spent $60 million plus on technology. But
it's the
Wi-Fi. If necessary, we could handle 66,000 people on their handheld devices, whether it be on the phone or on the internet. We have a great app, which is you can download on Vikings.com. It's a great connection to whether you're in the stadium or not. But if you're in the stadium, it's got wayfinding and tells you where the hot dog specials are. Find your way around, get your update on your fantasy team, also get highlights of other games. So the technology in this building is going to be second to none. It's really special.
Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President, Public Affairs and Stadium Development, your play-by-play guy, Paul Allen. It's a private U.S. Bank Stadium tour for those of you via the Vikings Facebook page and Facebook Live. Let's zip over here. Just a wide panoramic of Club Purple and the bar and the seating.
You want to peek out the window to see
what you can see out the back here, too, which would be facing north.
So north side over here.
And by the way, main man Grant's on camera. Main man Grant on camera.
Grant's a stud. Quiet strength.
Yep, he needs a raise.
All right, I'm on it. So do we want to go outside or just want to shoot from here?
Right.
Oh, it's open. Just like the middle of an NFC North team's defense when Adrian Peterson runs the ball. Oh, it's a little steamy out here, Lester.
A little steamy today in Minneapolis.
Lester, is this a fire pit over here?
It's a fire pit, not a jacuzzi.
Holy cow.
So this is a great space.
Go Vikings! Go Adrian! Go Vikings!
So again, not a jacuzzi, a fire pit.
Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President, Public Affairs, Stadium Development, Paul Allen, U.S. Bank Stadium, Privateur, Vikings Facebook page, Facebook Live. There are envious and jealous foes of Minnesota Vikings football who squashed our feed only for 30 seconds. But guess what? We're back. And we're back by the Gjallarhorn, and we're back with Lester to explain what's going on right now.
So this is the Gjallarhorn, which it's situated here up in the loft level, where every seat in the stadium will be able to see this Gjallarhorn. And as you know, before each game, a community leader, a special connection to the Vikings, will blow this Gjallarhorn, and it signals that the Vikings are coming, and we're going into battle. And it happens before each and every Viking game at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Well, for the ribbon cutting, who's doing it tomorrow?
I can't tell you. It's going to be a special Viking connection that will keep you wondering, guessing, but you'll be very happy to know when you see it live.
Absolutely. It's going to be fantastic. I'll be taking part in the festivities tomorrow for the ribbon cutting. All of the constituents will be here. And before we tour just quickly, and I'm being serious with this, I know you and I joke around a lot, isn't it going to be an emotional day for a lot of you? I mean, seriously, through all the defeats and everything, through the legislation through which you've gone for years, even before the Wolves owned the team,
right?
Through the hurdles, through the groundbreaking to where it is now, a football game like 5 weeks from now against the San Diego Chargers here. Yeah. Want to be a little emotional tomorrow?
Well, I think it'll be a sense of accomplishment, but we've got a lot of work to do. We got a number of events, the public open house this weekend. Vikings have some events with our season ticket members. They get the inside look and their personal look at the stadium. So we got a ton of work going. I think when we get through that first home game against Green Bay, I think we can maybe catch our breath for a moment. And so maybe at that time we'll sit back and smell the roses. But right now it's been a grind, and we got a ton of work to do between now and really the first regular season game in this building.
All righty. Again, during this tour, if you want to fire some questions at me via Twitter, you can do it. We'll do the best we can to answer them. We've gotten a few. We do appreciate it. At PA on the mic, PA on the MIC. That's my personal Twitter. At PA on the mic with Lester Bagley. Where are we going to go now?
I think we're going to walk down and head toward the press box, and we'll go visit your palatial radio booth.
Can I do a play call?
I would love to hear you.
Yes,
do a play call.
Here it comes. I'm all ready to get loose. Hi, Zachary. Hi, Scott. Hi. My man. Love when the competitors know who you are. Sweet.
So how do you think this guy feels here from Blaine High School to know that his picture is on U.S. Bank Stadium and everybody will see it?
I think he's probably taking it up with somebody wondering how he can get paid. I mean, everybody's looking to get paid these days, you know?
I don't know about that.
There is a good high school football feel to U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah. The Prep Bowl, Minnesota State High School Football Championships will be played in this stadium. But we're behind the scoreboard right now.
Yeah.
And this is some of the art. Instead of just having an empty space, you know, some of our art designers said, let's put some things up here that represent Minneapolis, that represent the Vikings. And then we just saw high school football. So it's got a nice feel to it.
Wait a second. Wait a minute here. Is this the pivoting glass?
Yes. These are the pivoting glass doors.
You can
look at those round columns. Each of those between round columns, that's 35 feet, which is one door. There are five of them. They are 95 feet tall, and they're the largest in the world. And they pivot out, when they're out, it gives that true indoor outdoor experience of what we were trying to accomplish in U.S. Bank Stadium.
Excellent. Press box. Go to the press box. See where the scribes roam, where the scribes graze, where the announcer calls the football games, and we're going to have that tour led by Lester Bagley. How do we get there?
We got to go down a level and then over, and then we'll pop right up there on an elevator. So,
may I ask you a question?
Yes.
What, in getting U.S. Bank Stadium to where it is now, what have been some of the most significant hurdles that you've had to overcome?
Well, there have been plenty. You know, there's the 12 years at the legislature, and that was the first 11 were very difficult. But eventually we got a coalition of leaders, business, labor, Republicans, Democrats, the governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, definitely stepped up. This would not have gotten done without a governor. And then our fans, Viking fans, stepped up and at the end really showed up at the Capitol and wrote their legislators and called them and said, let's get this done.
Yeah.
So getting that momentum going and getting that a coalition to deliver the message and year after year that there's a tremendous benefit by having this stadium in Minneapolis, and there's a tremendous benefit to the state of Minnesota to having the stadium here, getting the Super Bowl, Final Four, and the economic development that has been generated from this building is amazing.
Let's stop here for 1 second. I think one thing that we definitely need to point out for those coming to U.S. Bank Stadium is you can see how spacious this concourse area is. Now, this is the westernmost side of U.S. Bank Stadium. I think it's even a little more spacious on the easternmost side underneath the second of the two monstrous video boards. But when you walk around and you're waiting in line for like Revival Southern Fried Chicken or the Twin Cities, whatever, it's going to be so much less congested than most places. Forget the Metrodome. That's yesterday's news.
Correct.
I mean, that was ridiculous.
It was.
But even most stadiums and or ballparks, it's just it lacks a congestion that's going to make people happy.
Yeah, the concourses are two and three and more times, you know, four times wider than they were at the Metrodome. And, you know, getting around here, there are double the amount of restrooms. So remember that this building is 1.75 million square feet, twice the size of the Metrodome. You could actually fit the Metrodome in here.
Wow.
But we had 64,000 seats at the Metrodome. This one has 66,200. So it's only 2,000 more seats, but twice the size. So that just shows you, as you said, the concourse width, the restrooms, and the ability to move around and hang out, fan spaces, fan gathering spaces.
Yep.
We're really excited about that.
You know, one as it goes to the football team, the actual 11-5 division champion team, is next week is training camp in Mankato.
Right.
And I bet you the head coach, he's going to be super excited to get in here. He's happy when the organization wins and makes money because he's a team guy.
Absolutely.
But I bet you he starts focusing with his players and like everybody, hey, you know, this is great and everything, but we have a season to play and games to play too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, he's all about his business, and you know, and he's been asked about home field advantage and are you excited about it and what's up with you.
I'm over here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I was trying to go into the U.S. Bank Stadium Hall of Fame.
Now, I hope if this maybe escalator would be on, this would be the ideal way to go.
No, I have three chins. Do I have to walk?
That one's off, so we're going to have to go up. Sorry,
let's
guys.
Turn it on. You know where all the bones are buried.
They haven't given me a key to the escalator yet.
Jeez.
But no, seriously, Mike
Concourses,
Zimmer.
Told you, food options. Look how wide it is. Go ahead.
Coach Zimmer has been over, and a number of his players have been over. You know, our guys have been curious about it. They've seen a lot of written about it. But Mike, Coach Zimmer, has not brought the team in as a group yet, and he just wants to. His job is to get him ready to roll, as you know, and he wants to do that and bring him in here for the first preseason game as a group at that time. Now we're probably going to have to go up an elevator,
so
I don't know if we're going to get shut
down.
Look
at this, Grant. This is unbelievable. Look at this concourse. Seriously, with these food options, I mean, you could have 50 people in line, and they're not going to touch the people in line over at the other spot.
Well, how much time we have? We should go look at the mirror.
We
should go for the press box.
Let's go check out the mirror.
Okay.
Lester, it's your building.
Right.
You
well, I don't want to.
You're
keep,
walking us through your house.
Or the fans.
We
want to
see your crown molding and your Castile foam walls. Addy.
So, as part of the art exhibit that, you know, the Wilf family, the Vikings paid for a private, all the art you see on the walls is an additional investment by our organization, our ownership. And to give it, it's all Minnesota sports. Regional, Vikings themed. You know, if you anywhere in the stadium, you'd close your eyes and open them, and you'd know where you are.
Who did these?
These were various artists. These are all Minnesotans that have a Minnesota connection. You'll recognize Matt Burton. Natalie Darwis, Herb Brooks.
John Madden, though. Roger Maris.
Roger Maris was born in Hibbing.
Wow.
Kevin McHale, Lindsey Vonn, Olympic skier.
Did students draw these?
Paul Molitor. No. Yeah, there was a student project.
Wow.
And it was actually an eighth grade art teacher in Minnesota, Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And she got the students to put the project together.
Howdy. How you doing? This is funky.
This is this floor-to-ceiling mural that's very active, very modern, kind of pop art.
Yeah.
By a local artist, a former College of Art and Design student, MCAD student, that designed this and other bits and pieces of this work throughout the stadium. This is a piece that we really like. Part of the broader art collection. And
Lester, look here. I'm 30th in line to get hot dogs, nachos, and popcorn at Mill City Classics. And look how much room you think we have here, 20 feet behind me still?
Yeah.
I'm 30th in line to get food because it's a popular stadium and a popular team. And look at all the room you have up to the mural. I'm not kidding you. The design of the concourse, second to none. Where are we going now, press box?
Well, we're going to head over to the elevator and buzz up the press box. We're on the south side of the stadium right now.
What's Purple Lobby?
The Purple Lobby gets you into the Norseman Suites, and there's some art in there, and it's a suite level. There's a gold lobby on the north side, so we got gold and we got purple. So this is the south side of the stadium, we're right above the Pentair Gate.
Yep.
And on the main concourse of U.S. Bank Stadium. Heading east. I'm going to hustle up to the elevators and take everybody down to the will be our next stop. And
then sweet.
We can show the fans how Viking players the field.
Scott Adrian tweets, why is the field being covered up?
It's the field is being prepared for the ribbon cutting. So there's that cover, which is what we paid for as part of the investment in the stadium. We have this beautiful turf field, but for events and programs, we got to have it covered up. So that's what that's about.
Blaine Johnson tweets at PA on the mic. That's where you can ask questions during our Vikings Facebook Live tour with Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs, Stadium Development. How loud do you think the new stadium will be? Any early thoughts?
Well, we think it's going to be very loud because that roof product, this ETFE, this polymer fabric roof, 60% of our roof is in this material, and it is designed to it's very reflective acoustically, so the sound will bounce off and down onto the field and make it very hard for our opponents to be successful.
Paul Nordgren wants you to explain handicapped accessible seating.
Yeah, we've worked with our local ADA committee, and to design this to make it accessible to fans and to those with disabilities. So we've had a committee of that community, and they're very pleased with the results. So it's one of the best, one of the most proficient in that capacity. Lots of ADA seating and capacity for those fans.
Sean West. Lester, how many times will we see Aaron Rodgers sacked during the first regular season game at U.S. Bank Stadium?
Well, you have a better handle on that. I did hear, though, in the offseason that Aaron Rodgers became a vegan.
Yeah.
So can you break that down for me?
He has jettisoned his beloved cheese. You can read into that however you want. Hey, we're getting close to the announcer's booth, by the way. I'm starting to like feel the energy of the Vikings Radio Network. It's somewhere around here.
It's right down here. Do you want to stop at the announcer's booth?
Oh, my heavens. Do you want to see my booth? Let's go. Part 3, U.S. Bank Stadium Tour. Paul Allen, play-by-play guy, Minnesota Vikings. And Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs, Stadium Development. You know where we are now. I started to feel the energy as we were by that mural from top to bottom. It is the home radio booth. Some think an R should be at the end of it, and we should call it Homer Radio. That's fine. It's home radio. It's the home of the Vikings Radio Network. Come on in.
So, yeah, obviously the fine furnishings are yet to be delivered to keep PA in the style that he's accustomed. I'm sure we got some beautiful leather and probably some gold finishes that are on their way, but this is it. Not a bad seat right here.
Be the analyst. Here we go. Season's on the line. Okay.
Bananas, potatoes, and onions.
Okay. Final preseason game. 3
2. With Lester Bagley, I'm Paul Allen. The Minnesota Vikings take on the St. Louis Rams today from U.S. Bank Stadium. It is the final preseason game before we crack open the regular season. Undoubtedly, we will beat the Tennessee Titans the first game. Then Lester, the regular season U.S. Bank Stadium opener, Sunday night, Green Bay Packers. What do you think?
I think the crowd is going to be into it. The place will be rocking. Bananas, potatoes, and onions.
I think we have a play taking place behind us. Yeah. Let's take a peek, okay?
Would you call this play for us, please?
Yeah, here it is. This is from the Vikings Radio Network booth. So those of you who listen to it on FM 100.3 The Fan or the vast and ever-expanding Vikings Radio Network, this is where I will be standing, right here. iHeartMedia suite there. Vikings coaches over there so I can yell, Norv, call a pass! Norv, throw deep! That's how it's going to work. And then if they don't throw deep, it goes like this. Hand off to Adrian Peterson, scoots outside to the right, shakes a Clay Matthews tackle, and he's loose inside the 40 to the 20, 10, touchdown Vikings! Woo! What a great block by Ryan Cardinal, and an even better block by Lester Bagley. And the Vikings have taken the lead. What up?
That's easy. That's how it works?
No, it's not that easy, man. It's super hard.
Harder than it looks.
No, I need more money. Can I get some money?
Check with Mr. Cardinal.
Where are we going now?
We want to go this way, I've been told.
Okay.
We want to go to the escalators. We can get a good shot of this Viking legacy ship.
Teddy and Fran. I get it.
Back to back.
I get it.
Some of the Vikings greats, current and past.
Well, hey, Lester, let's go into suite real quick.
Sure. This would be loft suite. This is on the loft suite level.
Woo!
We had 131 suites to sell.
Are you kidding me with these suites?
We have sold 130 of them.
Oh, my God. Look at the closet space. That's like more than Ryan Cardinal's house.
Look at that cool purple coffee maker.
Got a refrigerator here in your own suite. Got a Keurig. Food, some hot dogs. Nice. Boy, it'd be so nice to have one of these suites to watch Vikings football.
So we are up here on the loft level. So we are
right on the 50.
We're on the sixth of seven levels on this south side.
Nice.
The south side is the home side, and we have seven levels on this side. We have four levels on the other side, but we're only one level above us. And look at how good these seats are. It's a great seat. We're actually right next to a camera bay there, and great seats at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Spectacular. Yeah, the suite situation is as good as I've ever seen in my life. Seriously. Can I get one of these suites?
We'll trade you for services rendered.
Okay. Where are we going now?
We're going to keep going. We're heading west.
Well.
We're still on the loft level. We're going to go down. And we're going to peek at that legacy ship because it's a great. It's a little bit of a work in progress. It'll definitely be open and ready to roll for
game one. Man, we could take a picture of the press box and just tweet it. It's all good.
Okay.
Spacious hallway. Are there one, two, or three things about this stadium, Lester, that make you most proud?
Well, the first and foremost is that fan experience that we talked about. This is going to be the best fan experience in the NFL. We think one of the best, if not the best, in any venue in this country. It is outstanding from the sight lines and the intimacy of the bowl and the seats and suites that are closest to the action. It's going to be, again, all of our investment and all of our design direction has gone to fan amenities, fan experience. Let's create.
Yeah.
Our fans have hung with us through thick and thin since 1961, and we're excited to get them in this building. This is going to be such a great environment for Vikings football. We can't wait.
Yeah, the artwork's outstanding. Look at our guy in the 296.
296, that's it.
2007, I think that would be Sean Merriman. Marion or Merriman? Marion basketball, Merriman football. On the ground, Adrian Peterson, 296 against the San Diego Chargers. Who coached the San Diego Chargers that day?
Norv.
Mm-hmm. Norv. U.S. Bank Stadium, Lester Bagley, Paul Allen. What are we looking at now?
Well, if you look out this window, you can see the Vikings legacy ship. And on the other side of that mast, that sail, is a video board. And the deck of the ship will actually be the legacy bricks, which are those commemorative bricks that our fans, 14,000, and the proceeds from those bricks went into construction of the plaza.
Very nice.
On the west side, the far side of the ship, you can't see it beyond the mast, but there is a huge 50-foot dragon head with purple eyes and Viking horns. And then there's a fan area where fans can walk through there with shields and with oars. You can get pictures taken. It'll be a great space for fans.
Mm. Now, this is... It takes my breath away every single time I come here. I've never stood in this area before, but just to look out here at Minneapolis and the area you just described here, Legacy Ship, and then Minneapolis over to the west. It's so beautiful.
Every time you walk around the corner or come to a different spot in the stadium, you see something new. And I've been here, weekly for 3 years.
Mm.
Let's head this way.
Where are we going?
We're live now. Do you want to go down the escalators and try and stay live?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's try that. Any questions there?
Yeah, I'll check for some questions here. At PA on the mic if you want to fire questions at the Veep. Michael Pearson, ready for the season. Can't wait to watch our Vikings at the beautiful U.S. Bank Stadium. Maddie B, when will the legacy bricks be done with, the legacy ship area?
They've arrived and they're being installed.
Okay.
So they'll be in place for the first Viking game.
Yeah. Bill Thompson, will the pivoting doors be opened for cold weather games?
Well, that's going to be a football decision, of course.
Yeah.
And Coach Zimmer and Rick Spielman will make some of those decisions. As we design the stadium, part of the beauty of this design was this indoor-outdoor experience.
Yeah.
And we on the business side would love to see the doors open because aesthetically very beautiful.
Yep.
Feeling the elements, it'll be 68 degrees in here, but we'll feel the elements. If it's raining, if it's overcast, if it's snowing, you'll be able to feel the other, look in, see out. But ultimately, it'll be Coach Zimmer's decision about these doors.
Lester, James Neiman, Twitter. What are the restrooms like, the space and everything?
Well, they're really nice. We could
take it's a weird question, but now's the time to ask.
Seriously, there's some great, they're great restrooms. Bottom line, if he's a subtle way of asking, do we have troughs?
Yeah.
We do not have troughs.
No troughs?
We have beautiful restroom facilities.
Okay.
And we're excited about that. And most importantly, probably we have twice as many. The Metronome was a challenge we had, especially for women. But this place, twice as many restrooms, and we got that covered. Check that box.
Want to go take a look at the women's bathroom right now?
You go ahead. I'll wait for you out here.
Okay, next question. Chris H., proper attire for ribbon cutting tomorrow for fans, classy / business casual or jersey?
I would say business casual.
What about jerseys?
I think jerseys are fine too. I mean, we're going to have a number of fans there.
Yeah.
And I think whatever moves you. I'll be wearing a tie because I'll be on the stage next to you. So,
yep.
What are you wearing?
I'm thinking about probably going conservative and wearing a tank top with cutoff jeans. We're very happy to have won today. We're very impressed with what Adrian Peterson did against that overmatched defense. And on to next week. Questions?
Coach Allen.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of today's game?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I think the team's heading in the right direction. And honestly, without U.S. Bank Stadium, I don't think we would be as good at home as we have been. That's where we are, U.S. Bank Stadium, with Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs. This is an area where I imagine Mike Zimmer is going to do a press conference following games.
And here's a couple of key features about this.
Lester.
This is a mandatory NFL rule, coach and quarterback must address the media afterward.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a good game, we can also add a third or fourth star of the game. So hopefully this will be a busy place this year.
Yeah.
But if you look out the window looking west, this is a window. This is the club. This is the Delta Club.
They're my friends.
And we have some fans out here. And so according to Coach Zimmer, if he wants to, he can have the glass open and see and so the fans can see in. Or he can hit the switch.
Whoa, where'd they go, Lester?
This electrochromatic glass.
Wow.
And then we can just flip that up. And then, well, you know Mike Zimmer as well, or better than I do. What do you think he's going to do? Is he going to be standing up performing for the fans after every game?
I can tell you right now, by paraphrasing, even though we are online so I could say what I want, Lester, I don't give a bleep what you do with those windows. I just want to win games. That's our head coach.
If you're the head coach, that's exactly what he'd say. Now we're going to head into the locker room.
Is that Delta's tied into that room, right?
That is the Delta Sky 360 Club. And we're going to walk through that. We're going to explain how the players leave the locker room and enter the field.
Yeah. Ooh, Vikings locker room. Oh, the media area is really close to the locker room. Cool.
Right.
And so, by the way, during the regular season, this will not be here. This is here for preseason home games because there are like 90 players on the team. That's why.
Correct. Paul Allen showing that he knows a lot about a lot.
I'm a 14-year crafty veteran, Lester.
So this is where Coach Zimmer will be talking to his team. What do you think he'll be saying, Paul?
Oh, is that where it's going to be
right
there?
This is where he's going to be. He's got these smart boards here, which he can draw out plays.
Really?
He can write, messages to his fans. Or to his fans, to his team. But this is where the coach will be to fire his team up and also talk to the team after. What do you think he's going to say?
Okay, guys. Okay, guys, let's go out there and beat somebody's. I don't care about. I'm just really excited that came today at U.S. Bank Stadium. Let's go!
All right. So, if one thing to notice as you look up is the Norseman on the ceiling. Our art crew put this together.
That's nice.
Some clubs, like the Minnesota Wild, they have a logo on the floor, and they actually fine players if they step on the logo. But to avoid that issue and to avoid cordoning off the logo, we put it on the ceiling. So,
mini-me?
I'll come up
Ryan
with the
Cardinal?
Word. It has to do with bacteria and microbial lockers.
Ooh.
Antimicrobial lockers.
I once had a case
That's
of that
it.
And I lost a toe.
I arrived at it. Antimicrobial lockers prevents the spread of germs and disease.
So. You know what? This locker room reminds me of an old slogan the Minnesota Vikings had, Grant, where before the Will family purchased the team, the slogan was, you made the team. And some of those teams were so bad, you could have made the team. But that's not the case anymore because this is under Mike Zimmer leadership at U.S. Bank Stadium, though. Let's go.
Let's go, and we'll show you the route the players will take to the to the field. This is what they'll do, PA. They'll
be right here. They'll have their hands here. Come on in here. Everybody, if you want, let's make this live. Okay?
All right.
Scott Kegley, we expect a very big game from you today. Ryan Cardinal, no turnovers. Zachary Royce, you make sure you stick to Alshon Jeffrey. We talked about that all week. Lester, you lead us.
All right.
Okay? V-E-N on three. One, two, three.
V-E-N.
Let's go. And then
the players will walk out this door and onto the field. And the unique thing is they'll walk right through the Delta Sky 360 Club, through the fans, high-five them on the way, and right onto the field.
That's very cool, really.
So right now we are entering the Delta 360 Sky Club.
Where are the flight attendants?
Delta, very fine company.
Yeah.
As you know, we've had the same flight attendants for many years.
Yep.
A great group, present
up, boys?
And former.
Thanks for all your help. Here we go. Here come the players.
So the players walk right down this entryway onto the field, and they come out
this
right at the 45-yard line here.
Here we go. And now. What up? What up? What up, Ronnie?
Yeah, I think we need to.
Run the option with Ronnie. See, Ron? That's why they moved you to linebacker in Chicago.
So this is it.
I heard somebody say Paul Allen. My main man. What's going on?
You can't have two main men. What's up?
What up?
This is pretty much the end of the tour. So
this is nice.
We are now on the field. We're about the 50-yard line. We're right on the coach's box, right at the player's box. This is where the Vikings will be every Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. We are on the field, on the biking sideline, and wrapping it up. It's just, what did you think?
It's, you know what, being serious with you, we've joked around a lot and everything. I just had kind of an emotional announcer moment because
I'm just so proud to work for this organization, this radio station, and everybody tied to the opportunity to call games and watch games at US Bank Stadium. I mean, you know, there is a lot of corporate lingo and mumbo jumbo right. that everybody goes through, and the arduous trek you have taken to get here, the money that's gone in, you know, those who have capital envy, concerned about the money that'll be taken in, just everything that's gone into it. But the bottom line is the ribbon cutting's tomorrow.
Correct.
And we have a game here against San Diego August 28th.
No, it's you got a little chill.
I'm telling you, man, I'm just a little emotional about this right now.
It's an awesome
It's a great football team, it's a great stadium, it's great people with whom to work.
We appreciate our partnership with you personally and your radio station, the KFAN Network. Outstanding. Let's look at that scoreboard as we wrap. That's the Norseman. That's the 10th largest scoreboard in the NFL, but it's the best scoreboard because it's the lowest, and it's right in the natural line of sight. Look at that. We got a little Josh Duhamel narration, but some great video produced by Vikings Entertainment Network. So, again, thanks to everybody for having us and for following and for watching us. And appreciate the support for the Vikings. Appreciate your partnership, TA. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Lester. Thanks, everybody, for going to the Vikings Facebook page, Facebook Live, Grant, Scott Kegley, Zachary Royce, who was the consigliere today, Brian Cardinal, Brian Harper staff, second to none, Paul Allen. Bye.